Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at Liverpool beating Brighton 5-1 at the weekend after the defeat to Tottenham. They've been on a brilliant decent run of form 6 weeks ago, that was. Since then, they seem to have been unstoppable. Let's have a chat with David Anderson from the Daily Mirror. Morning, David.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, thanks for your company. I know you're about to travel off, aren't you? Is it Champions League duty?
Oh, you'd be so jealous, Steve. We're going to Cork to watch Man City play Shakhtar Donetsk. We'll be minus two on match night. We're going to do the Christmas markets of Cork.
I tell you what, how many hours away is that one?
With three flights, so it's going to take about 13, 14 hours by Amsterdam and Kiev. So,
gosh, and some people say the job's all romantic and roses, I tell you what. Let's have a look back at the weekend. Liverpool are, at the moment, in front of goal, unstoppable. And it's not just one individual. There's lots of different players that opposition teams have to look out for now.
Yeah, that I think that's the key about it. Because you could have maybe looked back to last season. We had problems when, say, Liverpool opponent, like Coutinho, was injured. And then Mane went away after a Cup of Nations duty. And Liverpool struggled. Whereas now you look at it, and it says it all, that he was able to leave Mane out of his starting lineup on Saturday, and Lallana's still not back yet, and yet they had those front three, and they're as good as anything in the Premier League. Like, I was watching Manchester City, really, and of course they've got great options as well, but I think the thing that gets you about Liverpool is just that pace and the way that they counter and the way they can literally go from one opposition goal like they did for the second goal to score it inside seconds. It's just a phenomenal trait, really. And you're right, you really have to say they're absolutely firing on all cylinders at the minute.
They're the masters of the counter-attacking goal, aren't they? I mean, the third goal they scored at the weekend was wonderful, and Firmino weighing in with a couple. He is so important to what Liverpool do.
Yeah, no, he is. He's been a little bit over sort of shadowed, really, with the fact that Salah's come in and done so well. But yeah, you're right, a couple of seasons ago, he was one coming in, he was sort of the star of the team, and the club brought him in. He's playing with that false nine, and some people were saying, oh, is that right? Can you really do that? You know, we don't have a natural, you know, striker up there, but you're right, you sort of look at the way that he's sort of playing, he's more than justifying that. And as you see, that front three, you know, against Brighton, as you see of him and you know, Salan, you know, Kenya, the way they were sort of interchanging, and that run he made too when they broke and he played the ball, and then he went for Salan just to play him, and that was sure to show great desire, because it would have been quite easy, you know, to think, right, I'll just sort of jog alongside Salah, you know, he's so good, he'll do this on his own type thing. But no, he made that run and that inside direction, wanting that ball, you know, so they could do it, really.
What are Liverpool all of a sudden claiming a stake to being? Are they saying that we are going to rival, I don't know, I don't want to say Man City, because they seem to have taken it out on their own. What are they saying they'll be come the end of the season?
I think City have gone, you know, because it's just too big a gap. I know they've done it again, you know, another late win, so they've got 8 points in United, so I think those two are there. But I think for Liverpool, it's certainly, you know, anything below that, you know, and like, as the teams have all shown on the day, they can all beat each other. And I think Liverpool are very much in that mix for sort of, you know, second possibly, but certainly third, fourth, you know, going again for Champions League, automatic Champions League qualification. And I think, you know, it looks like if they can do the business now against Moscow on, you know, midweek, that'll wrap up last 16 of the Champions League. And if they could sort of progress into that and finishing top four in the Premier League, that would be a great achievement. Because, of course, the problem has been, if only really in that, you've been able to do one or the other, either do well in the Premier League or, you know, do well in Europe. But if they could combine the two, that would be another sign of their sort of maturity, of their development, you know, on the Jurgen Klopp. So I think the title's gone, but certainly sort of, you know, possibly second, but certainly third or fourth is definitely there for them.
Big step forward. I see in the Mirror today that there's a little piece there saying class of 2017 against the SAS, the Suarez and Sturridge of 2013-2014. Is this a more devastating attack? Could it possibly even be a more devastating attack than that year?
I think so, because if you think that was an incredible team. But if you boil it down, it's based around maybe four or five individuals playing really, really well. As you say, obviously, Sturridge was phenomenal. Suarez was just out of this world. Like he had a performance that you have to go back to Kenny Dalglish, I think, or John Barnes in 87-88 to see someone who was so devastating every game. But you're right, the whole point about this Liverpool attack, you know, like we just said before, like Manny wasn't even playing. You know, let's say Lallana's not there. And he can actually rotate now, which is something he hasn't been able to do. Remember last year, he would try and rotate maybe for FA Cup games or other league games, and he did look weaker, and you'd be saying, oh, you've got to bring him back. Whereas now, he has got that, you know, you know, and bashing the riches up front. He knows, like, any three of these I pick to lead my line, I know that they're going to do the business for me. So I think, if I would think you'd have to even go back to that, I've just mentioned that 87, 88 team, when you had when Barnes came and you had Beardsley and you had Aldridge banging them in, and, you know, people like Houghton as well. You know, in terms of the free-flowing attack in football, you know, on a consistent basis, because you sort of have to pinch yourself at they're hammering teams now. Like, I'm not being funny, 5-1 at Brighton. Brighton, who don't concede many goals, especially at home. Now, that is a major, major result and a major statement. And I think what's important now, before we talked about Liverpool creating chances, not taking them or just taking one and then conceding, and we all know these draws they had, whereas now they are creating the chances and they're more or less taking them all. And I think that's a major step forward, you know, again, an evolution of the team.
That's a bold statement, isn't it? The comparison to the team of the late 80s. But
I think in terms of attacking ability, it's up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see how many goals come the end of the season. But we're certainly getting the entertainment. And Philip Coutinho again provided it from one of his free kick specials. If you watch it again and again, you know that he knows that wall is going to jump as high as it possibly can.
Is that funny? Klopp said that afterwards, and he said, well, maybe that's thanks to our analysis team, because, you know, again, it's a little insight, because we sit in the sidelines and we think, oh, you know, they just turn up and they just play these teams, and then you don't appreciate that, okay, they set up each week, how are we going to play against this team? And then they go through the little nuances like goalkeeper, penalty, which way does he dive, defence of the wall, what do? They jump, who's in the wall, you know, fullbacks, do they push up, do they sit, all this little sorts of things. And you could tell they just factored that in and they thought, right, I've got a free kick. We've seen from the analysts, they're more than likely to jump. So, you know, let's try it and see what happens, really. That worked an absolute treat, didn't it? So, again, you've got to say hats off all round there.
I've just done a Google on your temperature for where you're heading. It's not that bad, you know. It's above minus anyway.
Yeah, it's relatively mild now, and then it just plummets. I think they're just waiting for us to come.
David, thank you very much. Enjoy your plane ride.
Thanks very much.
Stop, man. Thanks for your company. David Anderson there from the Daily Mirror.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.